birthdays, New Year, anniversaries, holidays, APCMs. They all provide, you're wondering how they possibly go in the same sentence. They all provide an opportunity for us to pause and to reflect on where we have come from, where we are now, and where we are going. I have a particular friend who likes to ask birthday questions or New Year questions or even holiday questions, to the extent that family members and those of us who are close friends sometimes groan somewhat when at the tea table she begins to say, "So, it's time for birthday questions." But in a light-hearted and relational kind of way, what she's inviting us to do is to do just that, to pause and to look back, to reflect on the best bits and the difficult bits, and not to rush on too quickly without pausing to give thanks and to notice what was. And of course, that's actually a good spiritual discipline. And so tonight at this annual meeting, we have just one such occasion to be able to do that. When as a church made up of several congregations, we pause, we take a breath, and we look back at what has been, as well as looking forward at what is to come. And so as I look back, and as I invite you to do the same, it's been quite a year, really. It's been my first full year in Warfield. It's been, as I sometimes comment to friends at the moment, a year like no other. And sometimes when I'm feeling a little tired, I think back over the last year and all that it has involved. On a very personal note, of course, at last year's APCM, you were addressed by Catherine Morris, and this year you're addressed by Catherine Mabuza. On the staff team, well, I started to try and recount the different combinations and numbers of people that we'd had on the staff team through the course of the year. I thought, well, I could say we went from 7 to 9 to 6, and I gave up, quite frankly, as I looked back over the past year and tried to work out those various combinations. I found myself visualising the staff photo which we had taken last summer outside, and imagined one of those, you know, those sort of speeded up videos where you have people coming and going very quickly out of the frame. And it felt a little bit like if we represented the last year by people coming and going from the staff photo, there would be quite a lot of activity and movement. But it's true to say that at times it's not always been plain sailing. Sometimes it's felt difficult to look beyond the day-to-day management of the office or the process of recruiting new staff, which of course is terribly time-consuming. But in the meantime, so much of the week-to-week stuff has continued, with some wonderful things happening across the life of the church, thanks to the massive dedication and commitment of dozens and dozens of leaders and helpers. It would be literally impossible for me to name everybody who has contributed to the life of Warfield Church over the past year. But you know who you are. And a very heartfelt thank you to every single one of you who has enabled those different ministries and for your commitment to the mission of God in this place. And of course, it's not just the week-to-week stuff. Christmas in the community was an amazing event to experience for the first time. Some of the work with schools at Christmas and even this week, the last couple of weeks, as we approach the end of this term and Easter, that has been a joy to see. All four joint services that I have so far experienced stand out in my mind as wonderful God-filled occasions. Two of them included baptisms of young people and confirmations too. And of course, the most recent one was the licensing service for David, and Michelle. Those are just some of the things that stand out as we reflect back over the past year. And in my address last year, which you probably can't remember, but I did mention some things that I hoped we might be able to say by this time this year. And so let me revisit just some of those. I said that I hoped we would have become more adventurous and more committed in our corporate prayer life. And I think we can say that we have done. There's more to do, there's more development, and it's one of my hopes that by this time next year we will be able to say that we have become more adventurous and more committed. But as I look at the faithful group of people who meet for morning prayer each morning, as I look at the people who come in and out of that group as we keep that rhythm of prayer during the life of the church, as I think about Ignite and the numbers of people who have been at the last couple of meetings, particularly as we've really called each other to prayer, and as I think about the couple of evenings that we've had, which I've called Engage, as we've come together for a sort of free evening of worship and prayer across the life of Warfield Church, those times have been good examples of becoming more adventurous and more committed in our corporate prayer life. I also said that I hoped we would be able to say that we had worked out a bit more what it is to partner with others in the town to share the good news of Jesus. I'm not going to go into detail on everything because otherwise we'd be here far too late tonight. But I'm pleased to reflect that there are ways in which we can say that. I said I hoped we would have welcomed new people onto the staff team, and we can certainly rejoice that that is the case. I said I hoped we would be working more closely as a church family and in partnership with each other. You may remember that I used the image of a family who are together in one house, and yet perhaps they're in their own bedrooms or rooms on their own devices or computers and not spending very much time together around the family meal table, supporting and encouraging each other and doing things together. And I think there are ways in which we can see that that has begun to develop more closely over the past year. At times, it is true, it feels like sheer hard work. And I know that some of you have worked tirelessly through times when it has felt like that. It hasn't all been easy or plain sailing. We haven't always got things right. I haven't always got things right through the past year. But God has been faithful to us as a church. And I hope that together tonight, we can look back and indeed give thanks for God's faithfulness and for the ways that he has been at work amongst us. And when you stop to realize what we are doing and how many lives we are touching, it is a wonderful thing. There are new families coming along and getting involved in our Sunday congregations. There are dozens of children and young people in here each Friday evening. Just today, Adam was telling me that we reached 70 young people at Relentless last Friday evening. And there is so, so much more that I could give as examples of ways in which we are reaching people with the good news of Jesus. And amidst the big picture stuff, one of my privileges is to hear of some of the ways in which God is touching the lives of individuals. I think of somebody who a few months ago wanted to lose their own life, but has now got back on track and rejoices at the impact that one person in this congregation had as they spoke to them. I think of a couple who were struggling in their marriage, and yet coming to be part of one of our congregations has been a significant part of them getting back on track. There are many other stories that we could tell. And perhaps we don't always have the privilege of hearing them, but when we do, my goodness, it's a reminder that the work that we do and the mission of God in this place is really important as we touch the lives of individuals. And so that's a bit of reflection about where we have come from. Where are we now? Well, in a year of hope, as we named it at the beginning of the year, I hope that by now those verses in the middle of that Ephesians passage that we read this evening are becoming familiar to you. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. I do believe that we are in a new season. It's not all clear and worked out yet. It's still a journey of discovery. There are still some bumps and twists along the way. But I had a very clear picture in a particular meeting at the beginning of this year of the tide turning. If you've ever stood on a beach at the point at which you can't quite work out whether the tide is going in or out, there is a moment when the tide turns. It is almost imperceptible, but there is a moment when the tide turns, a decisive moment. When I arrived here 15 months ago tomorrow, I think it is, since I was inducted, I arrived to what was a weary and somewhat bruised church. A church which had decided to turn its face to the future and to look with faith and hope to what God would do again. But nonetheless, a church which was a little bruised and somewhat weary. I believe that what I saw on that evening in January was a turning of the tide to a place where not only had we chosen to look forward to the future with hope and expectation, but to a place where there was more hope than despair in the room, where the idea that God was doing a new thing amongst his people was more of a reality than a statement of faith. I believe that the tide has turned, and I believe that we can expect greater things as we continue through this year of hope together. So that's where I believe we are now, and I'll speak more about where that turning of the tide might be leading us in just a moment. But I want to mention, of course, the very practical and tangible sense of where we are now. Well, we're in the first few weeks of building a new staff team with four new arrivals in the last 3 weeks. And I want to just take a moment to mention them and to thank them for taking their own risk and step of faith for coming to join us here in Warfield. I hope that by now you've all at least seen and met, if you haven't met personally, Michelle and David as our new associate ministers. And we've also got Faye Hyde at the back, who's our new church administrator. Just give us a wave, Faye, so that we know who you are. So that's Faye Philp, who's our new church administrator. And he's not here with us this evening, but of course we have Tony Ford as our new facilities coordinator. And it's been a huge delight over the last 3 weeks to welcome each of them into the staff team and just to feel the new energy that there is as we welcome them and as we look forward together. It's another huge period of transition, both centrally and in our congregations, as we welcome them and as we get used to new ways of working together. But it is hugely exciting as we look to the future. So where are we going? Well, it's important as we stop and reflect to remind ourselves of who we are. First of all, we are the children of God, loved by our Heavenly Father. But you'll remember too that our mission as a church is to connect people to Jesus, to equip those people for works of service, and to release them into their God-given calling. And it's good for us to remember those three key things about our life as a church, that we're about connecting people to Jesus, equipping people for works of service, and releasing them into their God-given calling. It's helpful for me to remember the things that I said right at the beginning of my time here, and I hope that it's helpful for you too. To remember two particular quotes that I used. St. Irenaeus said that the glory of God is a human being fully alive, and I would love us as a church to bring glory to God by being fully alive as his people. And St. Catherine of Siena said, be who God made you to be, and you will set the world on fire. So may we encourage each other to be the people that God has called us to be. Together, we are on a journey of hope, which I hope and pray will be life-giving to each one of us, as we trust in who God is, and as we become all that he has called us to be. And then very briefly, as I did this time last year, what do I want to be saying next year? Well, I think it would be great if we could say some or all of these things this time next year. First of all, I'd love us to say that there have not been so many comings and goings on the staff team. Actually, it would be okay if there were some more comings, but I'd prefer that there weren't any more goings in the next 12 months. I'd love us to continue to join with Christians across this diocese in seeking to become a more Christ-like church, more contemplative, more compassionate, and more courageous, and working out together what it means to be those things. I'd love us to have done some more work on leadership development across the life of the church. I'd love us to have continued to get more adventurous and committed in prayer, as I've already mentioned. I'd love the giving group that we have already kind of called into being to have really helped us to understand more what it is to live generously with each other and in our community. And I'd love us to find a little bit more of that rhythm of grace that God gives to his people, instead of the frenetic pace that we so often find ourselves caught up in. Just this morning at morning prayer, I felt God gave me just something about breathing. I found myself, as we sat to pray, just listening to my own rhythm of breathing, breathing in and breathing out. And God reminded me of how much that is at the very center of creation. It's at the very center of who we are as living beings. And I think that maybe God is calling us just to bring that back into focus, not only as individuals, but in the life of the church as well. To just discover again that rhythm of grace, that breathing in and that breathing out. Because as we do that, we will discover the life that he came to give to us. And so as I close, I want to reference a hymn that we sang at the end of the joint service a couple of weeks ago. It was actually requested by David Brown, as he came to join us. But it's a super hymn that I love and which has some wonderful words in it. And in particular, in the last verse, it says, "Past put behind us, for the future take us." We may not know exactly where we're going. We may not know exactly what's round the corner. We are still on a journey together of discovering the vision for God's work in this place. But we do know who goes with us. We know who has been at work. We know who has been faithful. And we know who promises to continue to be with us and to continue to be faithful in the year ahead. And we know whose kingdom we are seeking to build. And so in the year ahead, may we bring God the glory in all that we do. And may God's kingdom come here in Warfield as it is in heaven. Amen.